Welcome to another episode of Life on a Mission podcast. Before we get started here, I wanted to encourage all our listeners to subscribe to our podcast. That way you never miss a new episode. Also, rate our podcast on Apple Podcasts and feel free to give us some feedback. We definitely appreciate all three of those things. I just wanted to start out the show by letting everybody know. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter at LoamPod. With all that being said, here's another episode. I hope you all enjoy it.
It's Life on a Mission podcast. Happy to see another weekend. We worked hard this week and now we get to enjoy the fruits of the labor. I'm trapping home with the bro funds. And, we are looking at some of these investments. And of course, we want to give you some updates. It's about time for one of those market updates, right?
Yeah, man. That's what we're about to do, man. Life on a Mission podcast back at you again on a Friday before the holiday weekend. You know, we got to get it in. We got to let everybody know what's happening. If you're not aware, if you're sleeping under a rock or something, we got to get you pointed in the right directions and put you on game. So, we're going to talk about cryptos today. We're going to talk about NFTs today. And these are a lot of topics that are repetitive. But the reason why repeating them now is because if you go back and listen to our previous episodes and then listen to the one of today, you can go check the numbers of what some of the things that we're talking about were back then versus what they are today. So that way you can understand the power, of what we're talking about. And Steph, first of all, I just want to let's get back into NFTs, because NFTs is something we brought up when the whole NBA Top Shot thing was going on. Now, that's become, I wouldn't say saturated, but everybody kind of knows what NBA Top Shot is. But now we've kind of migrated towards more NFTs being used as digital collectibles for art, music, virtual reality, etc. And these are all topics that we talked about leading up to this episode. So I just feel like it's a great, it kind of just brings everything together today. So NFTs, we need to circle back on that. We need to go onto OpenSea.io. I know we can screen share ourselves, but we've already been on those sites, took a look at some of the assets on there, some of the bidding that's going on. So we understand the gravity of where this is going. And, I feel like for our listeners, this is a good point for us to educate them on that. What do you think?
I would agree, man. We've discussed things like Mana, Decentraland. We've discussed things like Wolfans is mentioned here, OpenIO. But if you're not putting it to practice, then you're not seeing, Life on a Mission is really kind of about, those games, And when in a nutshell, we can say this, NFTs, this cryptocurrency thing, continuing to blow up, continuing to show staying power. There was a big crisis when China's compute power was thought to be off the table based off of some regulations. And that was a big mind signal for anyone that I talked to, and we did a lot of buying, and then we're doing a lot of gaining because of those decisions that were made. I heard something that was said today, effectively your life is just really it's the amalgamation of those countless decisions that you make, and we're trying to help you make those right decisions. Some of those countless decisions that you're making can put you in the red. And then we have discussed countless ways to go into green, you know, countless ways to make money. And cryptocurrency, NFTs, this is yet another form of speculation. Again, what we're talking about effectively in this game of investment is speculation. People are speculating on the value. So you have things like CryptoPunks as an NFT. Or is an NFT a non-fungible token, effectively something that can't be duplicated or stolen, you know, into one of one? Now, people are leveraging the blockchain to do things like have computers generate avatars. CryptoPunks is an example of said avatar. CryptoPunks generated 10,000 exactly randomly generated computer, AI assisted, leveraging the blockchain avatars and NFTs. It generated them with NFTs. Now, what does this mean to anyone? What this means to collectors, and this is where knowing your market, knowing the times, is kind of what all synthesizes into the big sale, the big thing for you if you are an effective prospector. Some people said CryptoPunks, there's only going to be 10,000 of these, and it's one of the first NFTs ever been generated. I'm going to buy it. Some people went and bought them. I wasn't one. Somebody bought it, though. CryptoPunks today has done over $1 billion in transactions as far as like commerce, people trading the CryptoPunks that are in existence from the originals. And a lot of the people who got the originals actually got them for free. They claimed them for free and were gone. And then they immediately started doing transactions, effectively trading that NFT, trading that collectible. And I think if you know anything about Pokemon cards or Magic the Gathering and all these little games that have existed, for years and years now and have been celebrated all over the world, you would know collectors draw a certain type of person, a certain type of persona, really. And that persona, the higher ends of that persona, the ones who are, the collector's collector, as it were. These people dropping them bands, period. Dropping money, big time money. Fiat, crypto, whatever you want to call it, big transactions are happening. And CryptoPunks does like $100 million daily in trades. It's all tallyable. You can go on the website. Go check them out. That's just one example of a commerce you could be involved in. Just one of the infinite ways to get paid. But you have to act. That is to say, you got to pick and choose what you can allocate your funds into, what you can spend the most amount of time, putting your most amount of wheels into, most amount of willpower into, and concentration and funds and resources, obviously. The financing is of utmost importance, especially in investing. Once you've realized your financial investment goals as far as what you've allocated into it, and you have to then realize patience and then realize, execution of an exit strategy when it's an opportune time to do so. And there's plenty of people who are executing that exit strategy too early on too many different things. And then there's people who are holding it, letting it ride. There's somebody who's got that original free crypto pump, and they're not letting it go for a while, even with all that commerce going on. That's just with one NFT. That's not to say it's the only NFT that's doing this. Again, Bonds just mentioned to y'all, OpenSea. Check that joint out. Like, check that website out. We're going to put it in the comments. Check it out. We're not shilling for them. We're just saying, this is just an example of a commerce area where you can take place in. You can pick and choose who's the next internet Basquiat, as it were. You make the right choice. You're a collector now. I mean, you got the voice. You got the money. You got the power. All the stuff that comes with that. And that's just one of the infinite ways to get paid.
Yeah, man. I mean, you said it You said everything that pretty much needed to be said. And the thing is, a lot of people are going to turn around, man, you know, a couple months or years from now and be like, dang, I knew about it. You know, I just never got into it. Or, you know, the best thing to do with these types of things, in my opinion, is to get into it early. Because even if you get into it early, and there's always a risk element involved, even if you get into it early and let's say for whatever reason it doesn't work, I mean, you lost out early. It's better to lose out earlier, in my opinion, than lose out later. You know what I'm saying?
Big time. Big time. Yeah. That's the thing. Low risk, low reward most times. But then, you know, there's a caveat to that. We have to mention this.
Yeah.
More foresight means you can actually take lower risk and potentially get higher rewards. If you have more foresight, that's not going to be every time, but there's going to be opportunities where that's going to be a valid option. And I mean, right now you kind of have these opportunities being laid out in front of you. Again, the foresight would be to, let's just synthesize the knowledge, bro. We've been given the education, but to synthesize the knowledge, we got to say this. To be simple, a few months ago, like you said, man, we gave you some of the keys to get involved in the cryptocurrency thing and to get involved into the NFT thing. Foresight, there it is. I mean, we gave it to you. We gave it to you. Foresight that's been given to us by other people and by, you know, careful examination. Now we've been able to make, really, in our opinion, common sense decisions. Some people would say that's not, you know, that's risky gambling. No. In all honesty, we hadn't even looking at cryptocurrency as a gamble, truth be told. I mean, we got to say it's a gamble because, you know, you got to say driving your car is a gamble, if you're going to be honest. We got to say it's a gamble. But for the most part, we've kind of put some foresight. We've put in some protections around how we're doing things. We're defensive driving out here when it comes to dealing with cryptocurrency. And based off of that, we're able to navigate the highway and get the payload. You know what I'm saying? Like get the money. And you can do it too, honestly. It's just going to be a matter of committing. You gotta stop just listening and start committing to taking the actions today if you're not doing that. If you are doing that, this update is just something where you're just smiling and you just relate into the message because you're like, yeah, I wish my cousin, or, yeah, I wish my brother, yeah, I wish my mother, yeah, I wish my sister, yeah, I wish my aunt. Just listen to what I'm doing, like, you know, money in the account. You know, right. You put the money up, you get the money back, and then some. That's kind of what's going on right now. And we're not shilling. We're just saying this is what's going on right now. This is in this time. You listen to our podcast in this time frame. That's why we give you updates at this time. The previous update that we gave almost a year ago is still pretty much valid. You know,
it still applies, and that's what I love about it. And the thing is also I gotta touch on this, man, before I speak on, you know, a couple of these cryptocurrencies that are currently booming right now. I mean, the you know, I feel like everybody should like strive to like be like a millionaire. And the reason why I say that is because let's say for whatever reason, even if you don't make it to a million, let's say you hit like 20% of that. 200,000. I mean, 20% of a million is 200,000. Most people are going to be living a damn good life with 200,000, especially if, you know, especially if you're living below your means and you got 200,000 and that's what you have amassed over, you know, your goal setting or your, you know, your target. I mean, that's a pretty good lifestyle. This, and then you can always do a lot more at that level when you have 200,000 compared to if you have 20,000 only. You know what I'm saying? So you should always strive. They always say, there's a saying, you shoot for the stars and what, you land on the clouds or something like that, or you land on the moon. Shoot on the stars and you land on the moon. You know what I'm saying? So you always should strive to be a millionaire, because if you do 50% of that, you got 500,000. You do 20%, you got 200,000. You do 80% of that, you got 800,000, which is damn good for the average person. You know, the average person don't even have that. I'm saying you're going to be way above the average person. So you should always strive for the highest possible point. And even if, let's say, you don't necessarily get there, you still done a great job on the fact that you've hit some kind of percentages that are way more significant, you know, especially in your goal setting and whatever you choose to do and the way you want to raise your family, all that. That 200,000, that 500,000, that 800,000 will come to help you at that point, you know, as you're on your life and a mission. So that's just one thing I got to say on that. But as far as like cryptocurrencies that are booming, let's just talk about it real quick. So like Polkadot, for example, August or September now, but we just finished the month of August out. August last year, and I'm looking at Coinbase, so everybody can, you know, fact check me if you want. August last year, looking at the chart for Polkadot, right? Polkadot was $5, $5.50, $5.70, around there, right? That was August last year. Now we're in August 2021, and it's $33.18. So literally, if you invested in Polkadot last year in August, right? And today it's about $30. I mean, how many times is that? Five times, about six times whatever money you put in, right? At $5, Polkadot is about 30. Its all-time high is $49, which I'll round it up to like 50. So you could have got all the way up into the all-time high, you could have cashed out at that point, or you could have just kept on holding it. And a lot of these cryptocurrencies, it's a long game. Yes, people do trade them. We don't necessarily talk about trading in cryptocurrencies because that's not what we're involved in. We're going to talk about on this podcast what we're involved in and, you know, what we think is the best method for people, especially for the people who are getting started. You know, we don't want people out here, you know, getting started and doing, you know, just like in stocks. You don't want to get started in stocks doing options. It's kind of like, you know, going the route of you try and make that fast money when you need to start building a base first. So you could have easily, you know, if you had got into the Polkadot cryptocurrency back then, you would have been almost six times up your money right now. And that's just one example. I mean, another one, Solana. Solana is something that's been going crazy this week. So now, I mean, I was looking at it about like maybe a week and a half ago, it was like $70. And today, as we speak, it's $140. So, I mean, whoever got into it at 70 and they thought they were late, they just doubled their money to today. So, you see, these are the things, kind of things that we're talking about. Same thing with Ethereum. I mean, Ethereum, a year ago, looking at the chart, I believe it was around, I want to say it was around like $400 or $500 around that, the August, November, around there.
Right.
And then now you're looking at it today, it's about to get almost to 4,000. So, I mean, you see, it's not anything that's rocket science. We're not out here, you know, talking about stuff that's too good to be true. This is things that me and Steph have studied and we've seen. And the fact that we've seen it with our own eyes and studied and understood how this thing works gave us the confidence to kind of get into it. So now, you know, with that homework being done, that due diligence being done, we're able to go into it strategically, you know, and not always look for the fast money. Because I know when people are online, you know, you see people on Twitter, man, screenshotting, saying, you know, people always posting about their wins on social media, screenshotting, oh, I made 10K today. Oh, I made 12K the next week. Oh, this entire week, I made 30K. You know, this is what I did. I did this option. I ran this. I bought this crypto. I invested in Dogecoin, etc. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, the thing about the internet and social media is when people see that, then it's like, damn, okay, this person, X person did it. All right, let me see if I can buy into what they did and let me see if I can do it, you know, the way that they did it. But the problem with that is everybody runs their own race. Everybody's journey is different. Just because someone made money on Doge doesn't necessarily that mean that I'll make money on Dogecoin. You know what I'm saying? So you need to look at it from, okay, they made some money on cryptocurrency, Doge in particular, for that person or said individuals. But it doesn't mean that you necessarily then have to take your money and go into Doge too. You can take X amount of money or whatever you're comfortable with, do your due diligence and homework and study, and then find another cryptocurrency that maybe interests you and that, you know, you've had conversations with other people that you think might be a good investment based on your own homework, based on your own conversations, and see if you can invest into that. You can't chase the Joneses, especially when it comes to investing. That might be the worst thing to do. Just because Warren Buffett is doing good investing, I mean, one, he has way more capital than me. And then two, I mean, he's been doing it for a way longer time. But yes, I know he does have recommendations for what kind of investments to make. But it doesn't mean that, oh, just because he does it, I'm going to do the same thing. I might do some kind of semblance of the same thing, but I'm always customize it based on my goals, based on my investment strategy, and the way in which I want to see my money grow. So investing is like, it's really a thing where you have to just customize it to yourself. Talk to other people, get on Investopedia, study, get on YouTube, watch videos, talk with your peers who are doing what you're doing as far as investing and, you know, building themselves and becoming a better version of themselves. And then at that point, you know, assessing how much you want to actually contribute to investing that's comfortable for you and not going to put you in a detriment if you lose. So that's what I got to say on that. You got something to add on that, bro?
I think that was well put, man. I mean, honestly, it's all about setting parameters at first. Again, look at the money that you otherwise in a given month can afford to lose. I mean, let's just be honest. Like, when I say lose, I mean discretionary income. Like, I would say look into that first. If you're looking at, you know, this is, I just don't have the money to get into investing. If you're really looking at it in those terms, then you need to first start with your discretionary income. And I feel like a lot of people were saying they can't get into investing. Do you find means to fund that discretionary fund? You know, and the thing is, delayed gratification is a beautiful thing, and we're not going to keep, you know, hitting you over the head with the hammer of the truth. That is the value of what we're saying here. But yeah, just get involved. Honestly, get involved while you can. There is no telling if this investing thing, you know, where effectively you're just putting money up and it's just coming back to you in spades. There's no telling if investing in the cryptocurrency markets specifically is going to maintain the same level of expediency that it's currently at. You know, if the locomotive is going to be, you know, rocketing forward, you know, there's been documentation now which has stated that factually the cryptocurrency markets have made more young, independently wealthy people than history's ever had, effectively. And I mean, that's just mind-boggling to even state, but that's actually what's going on. More independently wealthy people than ever have been made through this cryptocurrency thing. That is not to say that's going to be the doorway that you're going to be able to open, you know, for a time immemorial. So whenever you're ready to jump in, you're just going to jump in and get your millions. I mean, that's not to say that's going to be the case. We're literally giving you the iron to strike while it's hot, because again, we don't have any incentive in seeing people not getting money. You know, honestly, we're financially secure gentlemen. It doesn't hurt us for you to grow. Like, we want to see you grow. We want to see you grow. You growing doesn't affect our pockets in any immediate sense right now, even. So we're not looking to say, oh yeah, they're growing, so look, now buy our course. Like, we're not even doing that. We're literally telling you, this is just the factuals out here. People are making money investing in cryptocurrency right now. They've been doing it for several years now. Several years. The earlier the adopters have made 10x, 20x, 40x, 150x,
700x. 500x, man. I made 500x.
Come on.
Oh, man.
Let's keep it real. Like, yeah. This is going on out here.
So yeah, it's a big thing, man. And you know, it's still early, man. So like a lot of people, you know, they're gonna come back, listen to our podcast and be like, dang, you know, I should have got in, man. But you know, how many times are you gonna say I should have, I could have? And when how many times are you gonna say, yes, I did, I win it, I, you know, I put up the money, I made the investment, and I held the investment for a while. I didn't get in and, you know, expect results immediately. I got in with the understanding that, yes, it's going to take a little bit of time. It might take a year. It might take 2 years. But whenever you're investing, you know, outside of options, I'd say even people just investing in index funds or even stocks. Like, I'm not going to buy Amazon stock and then, you know, I'm hoping that it goes from 3,000 to 10 in the next like 2 months. Buy Amazon stock and hold it until I see it with my own eyes at that point. You know what I'm saying? Options is a different game, and we'll get more into depth into that in later episodes and with guests as well. But when it comes to just buying long-term stable investments that can, you know, potentially retire you or, you know, help you reach your financial freedom goals or et cetera, you know, just having that patience. A lot of people just don't have the patience, you know. They're trying to run. When my thing is also, Steph, is like, I noticed like when you chase money, it'll never come to you. But when you are more like, hey, I'm willing to provide a service, I'm willing to do a job, I'm willing to help others, it finds you in multiple different various ways. Like, you don't even have to, you know, exercise yourself too much in terms of putting all the effort to go and, you know, get a job or create another income stream. It finds you because you're doing the right things. I don't know if you've ever experienced that, but I've experienced that tremendously. Like, the opportunities are just coming without any, you know, well, without too much effort like I was doing before. And because, you know, when you do the work and when you on your mission and you're doing what needs to be done, you get the job done regardless of what's happening in and around you. You know, you'll be able to get opportunities that a lot of people might not necessarily get because you're doing the right things. You know, you're honest, you're moving with a higher level of discipline. And that's what separates a lot of folks. Really, it's discipline, decision making, and their habits. If you have bad habits, you know, we're not over here on the podcast like we're perfect people. But I feel like both of us can kind of attest to the fact that we've eliminated a lot of bad habits. And by doing so, it maintains our ability to stay on the right track. And by doing so, leads to more fruitful outcomes. So, you know, just making sure that you're doing the right thing in life, you know, to yourself, taking care of others, making sure you're respectful to others, and making sure that you're handling what needs to be handled. And then all that stuff just circles back and comes back to you. I don't think I've met anybody who's kind of moving in that path or in that direction, and they've told me too many bad stories about, oh, this happened to me, or, you know, some terrible has been happening to me for the last like couple months, weeks, days, in consistently. You know, everything is a matter of discipline, decision making, and your attitude, your mentality. So I think that if you have those things, you know, and you're an able learner and you're willing to like maximize your intellectual ability by studying, by being a self-educator, by having conversation with people at higher levels, you know, of understanding when it comes to different topics than you, then you're going to be able to achieve whatever it is you want in life. So.
Thank you. You had a pretty critical train of thought here, man. And to ride that train a little further, bro. Honestly, in constant, you know, personal experiences I've gone through with other people, I've found that the people who are doing the work, staying solid to people, not doing wrong by other individuals, you know, being reliable, you know, just being stand up, you know, straight up people. They consistently having like positive outcomes, you know. At their worst, they're fed, clothed, drive what they want to drive, live what they want to live. At their worst. At their worst. And honestly, the biggest burden of responsibility is having to do the work. Everything else is going to fall in line when you do that, though. Everything else will fall in line when you do the work and you do right by people as well. I mean, who you're doing the work for and how you execute and doing that work for those people. I mean, some people say I'm an arrogant kind of guy, but whatever. You know, I like to beat my chest on being a proud provider for my family. You know, my woman is working a pie factory. I always say that. I'm going to keep saying that because it's going to keep being true. I'm going to put the work in for that to be a reality, though. Not everyone can say that. Not everyone can afford it. But the thing is, if I put my mind to that, to providing for my family and doing the work that's required to make sure that happens, if I really commit and I stay solid by people on that way, they want to enable me to be that kind of man that I need to be. That's the thing. You're not going to be enabled to be who you want to be if you're constantly taking people out of that element, constantly taking people out of their position in life. You know, if you're like a get over artist, scamming, conning, screwing people over generally, you're not going to constantly see gains in your life. You're going to see expedited gains potentially if you're very cunning. But that's going to come crashing down. Easy come, easy go is also an old mantra. And it rings true for a very real reason. Because the thing is, the people who are like these big timers in crypto, again, a lot of y'all think, oh yeah, they're overnight millionaires. No, most of the people who are big timers in crypto have been in for again, like 5 years.
They've been into it before all of this, you know, noise came out. They're buying Bitcoin from the beginning, like 2015. And probably before that, yeah.
And it's crazy. Like, again, it's not like an overnight success that you're seeing for the people who are really in the huge time games. It's not overnight success. And what we've been telling you about things, these things that we've been telling you about, rather, they're not overnight success stories. It's like, yeah, it's not things that you can, all right, you want to jump out there today, you want to fill out this paperwork, and then you just want to wait for that check to hit. It's not how it works. It's not how it works. No. Fawns can definitely attest that that's not how it works.
People will think that, you know, because you're successful. Oh, let me tell you this, man, because I feel like this needs to be said, man. So I've had a couple people like come to me because, you know, I'm doing okay for myself. So I've had, you know, people come to me and say, hey, man, like, can I shadow you, you know, type of thing. Like, you know, I'm trying to, like, you know, kind of, you know, I look up to you as an example. I'm trying to shadow you, you know. But I literally told this person, I was like, man, you're going to be bored. Like, and then the reason I say you're going to be bored is because I'm like in a routine. Like, it's not all fun and me doing lavish things all the time. Like, I'm doing things repetitively. I have a routine. And it's a lot of the same stuff that I'm doing consistently, you know, week in, week out, you know, every month, you know, and just consistently doing it. So it's not something that, like, you know, I might go out here every now and then and have some fun and whatever. But majority of the time, like, I'm in my grind. So that's why I say, like, I told that person, I'm like, all right. You know, of course you can shadow me, but I joked. I'm like, yo, you might get bored for real. So
it ain't exciting work.
It's not all that exciting all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Not exciting that people refuse to do it, my friend. That's how not fun what we do is. And I'm gonna be real with you people. not fun is getting the job done in your real world so that you can have fun. Okay? People out here, we got firefighters. People out here risking their lives. And you also have people like Fonz and I, we fight virtual fires. We fight all the fires. You know what I'm saying? We clean those up constantly so that the rest of the world can do their work and get things done securely and safely. And the thing is, that's not a fun thing to watch happening. It's not Magnum PI. You know what I'm saying? Well, that might not be fun for you. Y'all don't even like cop shows anymore. That's not TikTok. Okay, it's not TikTok. All right. It's not like a 5-second. Just boom. It just happens. Microwave success. Bing.
Right. Right.
it's not the game. I mean, you're not going to get that dopamine rush with the real success chase. It's not a dopamine rush. It is methodical. It's painful. It's delayed gratification. Again, I mean, that's one of the biggest pains you're going to deal with. Knowing you can stunt and not stunt. Knowing you can stunt. And knowing that by stunting, you're risking it all. That's a fool's errand. Meanwhile, stunting is a habit, right? Gotta have it. People want to do that all the time. It's automatic. It's just a mode to be on. I'm going to tell you folks now, stunting shouldn't be a habit. What should be a habit is not stunting your growth, your mental growth, mental development, and more importantly, the actions that should follow those beautiful thoughts. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of y'all are stuck in that beauty in your brain, you know, just going on upstairs. But execute, you know, put that plan into action. And then you're going to see, you know, delayed satisfaction. That's the real game. Again, after you put the plan into action, you got to let the seed grow. Don't try to reap the harvest immediately. Let it grow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. I mean, you made so many valid points, man. I mean, I don't know what else I can add for real, man, because you gave the real spill right there. So, but yeah, man, I feel like, yeah, definitely, man. Crypto is still early. You can get into that. You know, we've talked about that. This is a second heavy episode. We dropped a lot of game on crypto. So if you want to go back, listen to the previous episodes, there's a lot of game and stuff in the episode notes in accordance to that. Again, like always, we'll put in more information and double down on that. But yeah, I mean, again, when it comes to investing, this is the platform where we're going to keep talking about that, because we invest in, I mean, every week, you know, every week. We doing investments between me, myself, and Steph. So, you know, we're students of the game. So we continue to learn about more investments we can get involved in. We'll bring it to you on the podcast. The stuff that we're doing, you know, we continue to expand on that and get into a bigger scale. We'll talk about that as well. So it's not like we on here just talking about, you know, things that we're not involved with. And I feel like that's the beauty of this podcast, because I can see, just listening even back in some of the episodes from where we started off, like the amount of growth that's going on between both of us and just the amount of information sharing right here. I mean, me and Steph have gotten to so many things over the past year that I don't think we would have got into if we weren't on the podcast for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
real life.
Yeah.
Again, so, real life on a mission is real life, man.
Yeah. So it's just one of those things where it's like, you know, the fact that we can get on here, have these conversations with our guests among ourselves. We are always the guests on this podcast, so we'll always be here. And it's just great to hop on, exchange ideas with like-minded individuals and continue to grow this platform. We have big, big plans for this. I mean, you know, we're going to get together and strategize some more with the new year's coming. So, yeah, we definitely going to keep bringing the game out here and, you know, take this to another level. And keep on growing it. You know, it's not going to stop, man, until we gone. So with that being said, Steph, you got anything else you want to add?
Hey, those were excellent notes, man. I just wanted to let y'all know also, technology ain't going nowhere also. Like, again, just a quick little mention. We're not going to harp on it. Just going to close y'all out. Mm-hmm. But cybersecurity still popping.
Still popping, man. Jobs still out there.
Tech sales is still popping. We got more recruiter jobs open than developer jobs open right now.
Right.
Go look it up. Leave it in that. Leave it at that. info@loanpod is the mailbox. info@loanpod.com is the mailbox that you can hit us up with your questions and concerns. And then, of course, on Twitter, I'm at GED Success Story, but more importantly, I'm at LoanPod with Fonz. You hit us up on there. Instagram at LoanPod. Me at Mr. Bottles. Today we drinking Paulana.
Pepperwise. Today, today I'm drinking like you, man. I'm drinking that Grand Marnier today, man.
So hey, I feel you on that.
I'm drinking that Grand Marnier today. So yeah, today we on it, man. It's Labor Day weekend, you know. You gotta do it right.
Oh, let's plug them in on the socials, bro.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So you can find me on Instagram at Fonz_onamission27. You can find me on Twitter at onamission_27 as well. And yeah, I mean, you know, the birthday month's coming up soon, so we about to be kicking it, you know. You know, I've been a little bit quiet, man, laying low, doing, you know, again, the boring things to do, you know, taking care of what needs to be taken care of. But when I'm coming out, I'm coming out. So
grind all winter to shine all summer, and the summer's not really over yet.
It's about to be time to be coming out, you know, and celebrating, you know, because the work is being done on the back end. So yeah, we gonna kick it right, man, this year. But for real, yeah, everybody, you know, stay subscribed to this podcast channel. We're gonna keep bringing you episodes consistently like we always do. We haven't missed a beat. We're approaching our anniversary real quick. So, I mean, this is going to be, it's exciting times over the next couple months, I feel. So, it's going to be a lot of stuff that's going on and more content. And, you know, we're going to keep pushing it, man, because we feel like the impact that this is going to have on especially the younger generation or the people who are in and around our age or the people who just are looking for guidance or people who are having that right mindset, they're really going to benefit from this. So, again, every platform is created for a certain type of audience. And I feel like the audience that we are speaking to are going to benefit the most from it. The people who want to gravitate towards us additionally, you're welcome. But we're creating a community here to get everybody on their mission in life and find success in whatever path that you're in. So with that being said, we're going to close out this episode for the holiday weekend. I want to wish everybody a good weekend, and we'll catch y'all on the next episode. So peace.
Thank you for tuning in to Life on a Mission podcast, brought to you by Anchor by Spotify. Anchor was recently acquired by Spotify. Great acquisition, if you ask me. The tool set is allowing us to distribute our podcast all throughout the internet, essentially. And you can do the same. Now, with that said, if you need any advice about any of the context of the conversation that we had today, you can reach us at info@loanpod.com and additionally on Twitter at LoanPod, as well as Instagram at LoanPod. Looking forward to hearing from you.